Hello and welcome to another episode of the Full Force Weekly, brought to you by GeneralsJoesReborn.com with me as your host, Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. For today's episode, I'm joined by the awesome Patrick Not Picard Stewart. In this regular video series, we round up all the week's news in the world of G.I. Joe. What is it, Pat?
It's the Full Force Weekly.
You did it again. You did it to me again. And like seconds before you go on, I saw you disappear a little bit off camera. I'm like, what? Where's he going? Amazing. What are you looking at there, buddy?
I just wanted to grab something G.I. Joe that was near me. And the only thing I had was this Flame Toys Snake Eyes kit that I got at Target. Because, this was not something that I was going to buy at full price at any length. But Target has them on clearance, 50% off right now. So
wow,
that's I picked one up. I'm probably going to build it soon.
That's well worth it. Anyway, Welcome to the show, everybody. Full Force Weekly, episode 112. Can you believe that, Pat?
Really?
Yeah.
Episode 112. I have to have hit 100 myself by now.
Oh, easily. Yeah, you were like early on, definitely.
Yeah.
Hi guys, welcome to the show. 112, boom. Wow, it's been an interesting week. And then we got like a really good, amazing, solid chunk of news that we can talk about as well this week, Pat. But how are you doing, buddy? How's things with you?
Things are kind of returning to normal after the holidays. That's the mode that I'm in.
It really takes an effort psychologically and physically to return back to any kind of like normality, right?
Yeah. The work schedule's getting back to normal. You know, I don't have holidays to deal with anymore, and it's gonna be good. Stand up. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Nice. That's a cool t-shirt, buddy. I love it.
Thank you.
Very awesome. RKW asked for that, so I thought, yeah, there you go. Done. Thanks to everyone in the comments already. It's awesome when we do this. We literally come on and it's just like a crap ton of comments to get through. Morning to everybody. I hope everyone's doing really well. It might actually be evening, afternoon, wherever you're watching this in the universe. I hope you're having a great whatever. Right, we'll get stuck into the news, because we have had quite a few stories to kind of that G.I. Joe related.
Well, it seems like we don't have quite a few, but we have some good ones.
Yeah, there's some kind of chonky ones to get stuck into. So so we'll start off then with a bit of Renegade Games Studios news.
The schedule for the next Renegade Games Studios Renegade Con Virtual was released yesterday, which kicks off on Friday the 3rd of February at 3 p.m. Pacific/6 p.m. Eastern. The opening segment will reveal any new products coming from the company, so expect G.I. Joe to be mentioned there. The following day at 11 a.m. Pacific/2 p.m. Eastern is the hour-long G.I. Joe panel, and to finish off the Joe stuff, tune in at 4:20 p.m. Pacific, 7:20 Eastern, for a Mission Critical Miniatures painting session. That's the extent of the Joe-related content, but it should be a fun event overall.
Absolutely. Shout out as well to Ryan Costello, who obviously is kind of works close, and Justin Bell, who's also obviously done work for Renegade Game Studios as well. So shout out to those guys and everyone else involved in Renegade Game Studios and G.I. Joe as well, for that matter. Excited for this pack, because obviously every time they have one of these con virtuals, I do generally watch the entire thing and then obviously do a report on it. But I do enjoy these events. Have you had a chance to kind of get stuck into these in the past?
I've watched the G.I. Joe portions of them in order to enjoy that. And sometimes I will let parts of the others play through. Like, I guess that's where they benefit from having all this in one day.
Yeah.
I end up seeing some other things. I don't really think there's any chance of me buying a Power Rangers tabletop game, but it's still kind of nice to know about some things.
Yes.
That makes sense.
No, totally. And also obviously there's Transformers stuff in there. I know you're a Transformers fan as well. But like, I'm the same. Like I just kind of like having it on in the background. Like you say, kind of just, you know, a little bit of information here or there is nice a lot of the time. But my focus is on G.I. Joe as well, as you can imagine, as anyone can imagine on the show. So like, I think that I'm kind of excited to see what new stuff they've got planned. Obviously, we've just had, was it Operation Cold Iron? There's a bunch of other things as well. There's a Serpent one. I always figure out the Serpentor kind of based game that they've revealed as well. There's actually coming out at this point now as well. Mission Critical is in hand, which I still haven't played yet, but I desperately want to. And that's around here somewhere. It was near me. I don't know where the heck I've put it. But yeah, that is another one I'm excited to kind of get stuck into. The difficulty I have is time, obviously, to play these games, but then also getting people together to play them as well. Like that seems to be like one of those things that we missed a good opportunity at AR, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. They had, at Assembly Required, they had set up tables, and then they actually had somebody there to demo the game for you so that you didn't have to read any of the instructions yourself. You were just taught how to play.
Yeah, that would have been perfect, wouldn't it? Why I didn't just like go there and spend the entire day there rather than talking to people I hadn't seen for 3 years, I don't know. But that's the thing, isn't it? Like, the balance is really difficult to kind of find with these things. But still, I'm determined to play Mission Critical. And the other games I have, I've already got a bunch of their things, like the first one that they released, all of that. It's so, I don't know, the card games as well. Like, I want to get involved with this stuff, the RPG, all of it. The problem is it kind of becomes, it's the time thing, because I have literally got zero space, zero bandwidth to kind of enjoy this stuff. But we do have a little bandwidth to enjoy this event. So here is the schedule. You can actually find this on our Facebook page and on Twitter at the moment. I don't think they've posted it like everywhere yet, but Ryan Costello messaged me yesterday and said, here's the schedule, do with it as you will. So thank you, Ryan, for sending me that, bud, and allowing me to kind of share it around a little bit as well. Really appreciate that. So yeah, there you go. 3 p.m. Pacific. Make sure you understand that's West Coast, not East Coast. Just in case you tuned in a little bit too late or too early, I can't even work out what you would. Yeah, it would be far too early if you tuned in at 3 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, so 6 p.m.
Yeah, it'd be 6 p.m. Eastern. Yeah, it was. Wow. It's interesting because they're on the West Coast. The show or the events do feel a little bit more like because I was doing news bursts at like 11 or 12 at night when I was following these last time. Because obviously, you know, getting them all together and editing and all that kind of crap. And obviously everything hadn't been revealed at that point. So, anyway, there's the schedule. Get involved. Enjoy it if you want. You know, you can watch it or not. It's up to you. They usually do it on the Discord server, don't they? Or they have, it was something, it's something else. It's not like YouTube. It's not whatever it was. It was something else. You what, bud?
On Twitch?
It might have been Twitch. Oh, no, it is YouTube. It is YouTube. Sorry, this one is going to be on YouTube. I just noticed that on the schedule. So I'm glad I noticed that while saying that, because, yeah, this will be on YouTube. There you go. Fantastic. Right, okay, so that makes things a lot easier. And we can move on to the next news item, which this is an interesting one, actually, Pat, because it's something we've talked about a lot over the last, I would say, 2 years, year and a half. And it kind of relates to the Snake Eyes Atomic Arcade game. But this is in Wizards of the Coast cancellation news.
A concerning story emerged in the week regarding Wizards of the Coast and their cancellation of 5 video games that were currently in development. The article from Bloomberg didn't specifically name the games in question, but they did make a point of identifying a number of projects currently in development, including the Atomic Arcade Snake Eyes game. The reasoning behind the cancellation of the projects was stated to be due to scaling back their ambitions in the industry, with a spokesperson explaining that they are still committed to using digital games and that the company has made some changes to their long-term portfolio to focus on games which are strategically aligned with developing their existing brands and those which show promise in expanding or engaging their audience in new ways. Simply put, they are focusing on the heavy hitters and scaling back some of the projects they are not confident about succeeding. Now, as far as we are aware at this point, the Snake Eyes game hasn't been affected, but if we find out otherwise, we will let you know.
Yeah, so this is an interesting one because it does relate technically to Atomic Arcade and the Snake Eyes game. It was mentioned in a number of the articles, including, I think, well, this was interesting. With the first article I read about this, I was sent it by one of our listeners. I saw the article first, right? Read it. I was like, okay, didn't see anything about Snake Eyes in there, so okay. Then one of our listeners, well, actually two of our listeners sent me the article the next day, right? So I'm like, oh, I saw this the other day. Thanks for sending it to me. I appreciate it. And then I shared it. And when I looked at the article again. It had Snake Eyes Atomic Arcade mentioned by name. And I was like, that wasn't in there the first time. So I've got a feeling they threw that in there after the fact, like it was an edited kind of thing to the article, because I really don't remember seeing it the first time I read it. And I read it pretty, like, you know, with that in mind, just seeing if Snake Eyes was mentioned. So that was interesting. But the second thing I would say is I don't necessarily think Snake Eyes will be affected by these cancellations. And I only say that because I feel like that's one, and something that we talked about off screen for a little while, wasn't it, Pat? About it being like something they've poured a lot into. It would be very odd for them to just cut this, wouldn't it?
I think so. There's been so many times where you've seen a little tidbit of information, and it seems that the bits of information we were getting was that plans, not just the game being further in development, but that plans surrounding it expanding.
Exactly. Taking on Brandon Jowa as a writer was a story about it. Obviously creating the Atomic Arcade company as a company that could focus on not just computer games, but G.I. Joe-based video games for Wizards of the Coast and Hasbro. And like, so all of these things, all of these stories we were hearing was all very positive, all very like, yeah, that's what's happening. Obviously, that thing happened with Hasbro, their financial quarter was pretty damning, wasn't it? And in actual fact, there's been more news regarding their holiday period, saying that it's been one of the worst in the toy industry for Hasbro, in the toy industry, not just like for Hasbro. But as a holiday period for a company like Hasbro, you'd think, wow, that's actually quite telling. But
then you've got to, for all the G.I. Joes they shipped during the holiday period, that they would be just fine.
I think just the classified figures alone would have kept them afloat, wouldn't you? My goodness. So I think that might be more to do with not having things to sell. Do you know, like on shelves? Do you know what I mean? Like probably more.
Target next to me is empty. Walmart's not, which is interesting. Target's empty, but Walmart is. They've got a ton of stuff.
Yeah. So I mean, that obviously going along with that as well, it made sense that maybe they would have to scale back because of that, because of the kind of the money involved and the fact they've got to kind of like save some of it. So yeah, I've been ignoring everyone in the comments for ages. Sorry guys. David Allen says, Chris, it was fun, but it would take a good chunk of time. We only played an hour of the RPG, but they also had a card session at AR. So thank you for that, David. Yeah. I think it would have just been nice to get an idea of how to play all of the games comfortably without having to even worry about it. But thanks, David. Shout out to David as well. Thank you, Jordan from Canada. Happy New Year to you as well. He also says Happy New Year to Chris, Pat, and all. So he said it to you as well, Pat, not just me.
Thank you.
Awesome. Tac Tac Toys with Film, thank you very much for the super chat. The latest reaction Joes as Ultimates would be sweet. We're going to get onto that a little bit later on, Tac Tac, but obviously I didn't want to like ignore the fact that you'd given us a super chat, so thank you very much. But yeah, we'll be talking about that in a couple of segments time, and we're getting into a lot of detail as well because we really are excited about the Super 7 stuff. 77T John, talking about the video game has got me thinking about the comics, still eagerly awaiting news on when and where the new series will launch. There's so much stuff up in the air at the moment, isn't there, Pat? There's like IDW losing the license. Who's it going to next? Everyone expects Skybound Image. So like, is that going to happen? Who knows? But it's going to happen soon. There's this computer game. There's animation. There's all sorts of things that have just kind of dissipated and not really gone anywhere.
Yeah, but that in some ways with the classified line being as strong as it is and G.I. Joe having such a strong retail presence, which is kind of the opposite of, which thing is leading.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just an opportunity for them to kind of realign everything and get everything in tune with what Classified is doing.
That's actually a really good point, and I do have to agree with that too. And also, I wouldn't count, sorry, I was kind of like throwing a lot of things in there. I wouldn't count the comic situation as being in the same as dissipated news, because obviously they're just, they will be doing an official reveal of who is going to be the next, you know, the next G.I. Joe comic publisher, obviously. That will happen. Payne's Toy Sample says, we need a real game. Operation Blackout was a frustrating mess. Good games require investment, and if the investment isn't there, the IP could be damaged again. Yes, Payne, I mean, this IP, if you take into consideration all the things that have been, like, not the best with this IP, then it shouldn't exist right now, should it? I don't think the IP gets that damaged, honestly. And if you look at the fact that Classified is doing what it's doing, I don't have any fear too much of the IP getting damaged necessarily. It's a pretty resilient IP. It's been around since how long, Pat? Since
64.
So yeah, it's doing all right.
Yeah, it's doing all right. I do think there is a little bit of a danger if they just keep on putting out crappy games.
Yeah.
That's what G.I. Joe will be associated with. And for me, still the best G.I. Joe game is the Taxan NES. I love that game.
It's a beauty.
Which is a shame, though, that the G.I. Joe is such an action-oriented brand, and there's not been like a gigantic library of great video games associated with it.
I would say all the good games are kind of in that vintage era, aren't they? Like, you know, around like the arcade and the NES and all that kind of stuff. When it comes to, I would say, like, I'm a big fan of the arcade game as well myself. I think that's an app so much fun. It's like ridiculous, but it's fun. And Rise of Cobra, believe it or not, I'm a fan of that game. It's like so bad, it's good. I kind of like that one. But yes, Payne, I get what you're saying though, dude. And I would also say that I don't want to see them put out product that isn't like optimal or super quality. Like there have been times, obviously, and when a brand is really successful, it tends to get everywhere and stick on everything, and not everything is quality. I refer everyone back to last weekend's chat with Pat regarding his Forever Clever set and the figures in the Tomahawk pack.
Which a friend of mine picked me up another set, and it had all the figures in there, a few more arms for Lifeline.
Brilliant. He needs more. But,
yeah. So I'll have, I think, like six sets of arms for Lifeline and only one figure.
Amazing. David's saying maybe the comics will be revealed in Yojo June. I don't think they'd wait that long, honestly, David, because obviously they need to get this probably going into the, you know, into the new year. It could be. I'm surprised we haven't heard something yet, but maybe there is an element of there's a specific date that IDW is still, like, you know, contractually involved in. I don't know. It feels like it should probably be the clean break is 2023, right, Pat?
Yeah, and that would also put them after Free Comic Book Day, and for a big launch like that, maybe it would be a good idea to get something out on Free Comic Book Day in the beginning of May.
Yeah, and you know for a fact that the marketing team are thinking about that too.
Yeah, for sure. So I'm hoping that that's what the timing on G.I. Joe will be, that maybe we'll have that free issue before, or the first issue beforehand would be nice.
Yeah.
And then you know, to have a presence on Free Comic Book Day, I think would be good.
Definitely. Viper's Cat says, we are severely overdue for a Joe Brand live stream. We kind of are, but the fact that they just dropped an Indiana Jones schedule for a live event makes me wonder, here's where it ramps up and we'll see a Transformers one, and we'll see a Star Wars one, and we'll see a G.I. Joe one, no doubt. Yeah,
I can't wait for that Indiana Jones one too.
It looks fun, doesn't it? Yeah, the line looks really good so far. Like, I'm really excited with it.
Yeah, both the 6-inch stuff. Indiana Jones should have a good 6-inch presence as well, for sure. So I'm glad to see that happening, and that figure looks good. And then the retros.
Yeah, the retros are adorable. That's something you mentioned to me about was it the cantina that you saw customized into the kind of like what you call
it? Years ago I saw somebody on one of the Indiana Jones forums had taken the Star Wars creature cantina and customized it into Marion's bar, the Raven.
Brilliant.
From Raiders. And I would like to see that. I think that'd be a cool release, an actual release. And then
that would be great.
We use it as the a cantina re-release too.
That would be so dope, actually. I'm into that. Right. Yeah. So thanks for all the comments, guys. Sorry, I'm not getting to everyone today. There's so many of you. This is great. Thank you so much for joining us for today. Next up then. Let me summarize, I guess, but Wizards of the Coast are canceling 5 projects. We don't think Snake Eyes is involved in that just yet, but we haven't had official confirmation at this time. It's very likely that Snake Eyes and Atomic Arcade are not part of this cancellation. However, that doesn't mean that they are safe. So we will obviously find out. And when we do, we will report it.
And also, to the point of a history of not-so-good G.I. Joe games, this one is exciting to me because of all the effort that it sounds like is going into it. So this one really stands a chance of being a standout Snake Eyes G.I. Joe game.
Yeah, absolutely. Hopefully they can, you know, hopefully it's great. And hopefully it happens. Okay, then. So next up then, and Pat, it's our favorite pre-order cancellation service news. That is in Target Street Dates.
Oh.
The latest Target exclusive Tiger Force and Python Patrol figures have finally got an official street date of the 13th of January. That's right, Tiger Force Duke with the Ram, Bazooka, Rakondo and the Python Patrol Cobra Officer should be hitting shelves next week on Friday the 13th. Bit ominous that. Looking forward to seeing these figures on shelves, but the way they've been rolled out in the past, I'm not so sure it will be smooth. In any case, you can check out your Target stores on Friday or even try going in earlier to see if any helpful staff can find some in the back, as has been the way for the entire life of this line so far. Good luck and happy hunting.
Absolutely. Target's Bazooka and Cobra Officer I've got behind me right here, actually. The Officer came in a couple of days ago, but I haven't had a chance to do an unboxing yet, guys. That will happen. Don't worry. Do you know what? I don't open them until I've done an unboxing, and it's absolutely excruciating if I have to wait longer than a couple of days. But, Bazooka, Rakondo, Duke, and the Python Officer should be in stores on Friday. Pat, how confident are you to see those figures come Friday?
I'm sorry to say I'm not.
Yeah.
Target's street dates aren't a strict must be on shelf date.
Yeah.
So whether or not the store puts them out on that day just seems to be a matter of how their work schedules are.
Yeah.
What other things they have. Yeah. What are the things they have going on in the toy aisle? Is there something else that's going to keep them busy? I've had a couple of times where I go in on the street date and request something and I'm just told no, come back tomorrow. I mean, for a Bumblebee release, I'm still annoyed at this Target for doing that to me 7 days in a row. Come back tomorrow. And then I did. Goodness. Come back tomorrow. It's like stuff that's going to sell out as soon as they put it on shelf.
Yeah.
So it would be nice if they actually put them out. And like I said earlier, the Target by me has plenty of space. But we'll see what happens with that end cap that has tons of Python Patrol and Outback on it.
Yeah.
If that gets moved into the aisle is not going to handle all that product. So I'm not sure how long I'll be waiting to see these.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually, because they don't usually kind of put stuff out until the other stuff has gone, like, kind of shifted a little bit. And I will say as well, like, I was really surprised. Our Target, I never see anything in our local Target just down the road, right? Never see anything in there. It's a smaller Target. And we go in there, and so far I've seen loads of Python Vipers. I've seen an Outback, and I've seen a couple of bats. And I'm every time I go in there, I'm like, how is this happening now? A stage where I'm good for this. Like I've already covered myself for this. It's never the case that there's excess. So I think it's just part and parcel with the crazy distribution, isn't it? Basically.
A little bit, but I'm so relieved to see that that's the case. There should be a period of time Yep. Where if you want an Outback, you should be able to walk into a store and just pick one up without it being crazy.
No, that's a good point. It's nice. It's nice that we're in a position. We can't have it. It's weird. We can't have a nice balance, can we?
No.
It's got to be one way or the other. There's no middle ground. And I think that's part and parcel of a successful line.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, when they're doing really well, it's hard to get hold of them. But also, they have to then increase numbers to kind of get them out there for the... Yeah, and you get that kind of, like, disparity a little bit, don't you?
Yeah, where... Right, the numbers are a little bit strange. And to that, what do you think is going to happen with this Cobra? Do you think this one's going to go a lot faster than the Viper or the Bat?
Maybe, but only because it's new and a little bit fresh and like not everyone has been trawling them in. Like I feel like with this wave, people were able to get hold of Duke, were able to get hold of Bazooka and the Officer a little bit earlier somehow. The Viper, the Bat, and Outback, people were sourcing it elsewhere.
Yeah.
And so now that it's come in, everyone's kind of like, yeah, I'm kind of good because I managed to get them somehow. So with these guys, I think it hasn't been that easy to get hold of them or outsource them. I know I've got my Bazooka and Officer and Rokondo's in the post, but that is coming from the United Kingdom. So do you know what I mean? Like,
Yeah, so you think these might be snapped up a little bit faster?
I would hope so.
I kind of think so as well.
And I think also Outback, it didn't help with the Outback being so delayed. To the point where it was like, are you ever going to actually come out for the general public?
You know, so I had stopped doing pre-orders, so I'm happy to see this, but that also leaves me out of the loop on whether or not there is any crazy delay approvals with these characters. Was that the same with these as it was?
I didn't see anybody posting anything about delay approvals for these. And in actual fact, Jeremy has just mentioned Target started shipping some Dukes today. Saw a few posts in the group I moderate. So at least they're kind of getting on, maybe they're getting a little ahead of the game this time, which is good to know. Thank you, Jeremy. Much appreciated, bud. And Happy New Year to you as well. To everybody on the show. And I didn't say that before, but only because we've kind of done a special New Year's episode. I figured it was covered. But Happy New Year to everybody as well. Yeah, there is a brand new year. My goodness, we've got a couple more super chats. Zartan. Well, welcome to the show, Zartan. Is it you or are you in disguise? That doesn't make any sense because it's obviously Zartan. I'm still waiting for Monty Python Patrol figures. Absolute genius. That would be great, wouldn't it? Like a John Cleese in a bright yellow with with the cross hatching going on. I could deal with that.
Sure. Yeah, I would probably want some sort of Repgar reference with Eric Idle.
Absolutely. I love that. I love that you managed to understand, Pat. I'm glad you're on the same level there. Yeah, definitely up for me. I think I have joked about Monty Python Patrol in the past, but that's a genius one, Zartan. Thank you very much. And thank you for the super chat. Oh, my goodness. Matt O'Brien back in the house. Thank you so much for yet another ridiculous super chat, Matt. Happy Saturday, friends. Always good to see the both of you. Not sure if you are going to address this later, but has there been any talk of a Joe stream coming up? Feels like it has been a while. Yeah, we did talk a little bit about that before your comment came in, Matt. Thank you as well, but really appreciate the super chat and the support for Zartan as well. Thank you so much for that, guys. We did say that it's very likely to come soon because Indiana Jones, they've just mentioned that they're going to do a live event very soon for that. Expect more to follow early this month is what I would say to that. But no official word yet, but there will. It's going to happen, isn't it? I mean, it has to. We've got new figures to talk about. We've got, obviously, we'll have name-only reveals. We'll have digital renders. We'll have pre-orders. I'm sure there's going to be an early New Year G.I. Joe event very, very soon. Jordan says, look at the sweet stashes on Bazooka. And Rokondo. I think you mean Rokondo, but I like Rokondo as a name. It's kind of like that would be his South American version, wouldn't it, Pat?
Yeah, I don't know what Rokondo means, but sure.
Let's hope it doesn't mean anything terrible and I've just said like something really naughty in a different language. Cars Cat says Canada has them except for Duke. I think I skipped Bazooka and Rakondo at the store, but got my Python Patrol officers. That should give you an idea, Pat, of how popular the officer might be.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. He also said that the officers, yeah, okay, that was the comment that I was reading and was interested in. How is it the two of them combined?
I will have to have a look at both of these a little bit closer, and then I'll do the unboxing with that in mind. Thank you, Carscat. Because I tell you now, I wouldn't have noticed that. I never notice anything about the builds. Like, I am the worst. I look at it and just get it as a repaint. It's like, no, so much more has gone into that, and I just have not picked up on it. So thank you for the heads up, Carscat, on that. A Punk with Toys picked up Rakondo yesterday at Target and Bazooka today at Target here in Michigan. Michigan actually always comes up, doesn't it, Pat?
Quite often, Michigan
always gets stuff like that early on. I've noticed that in the past. Obviously Canada, but Michigan definitely. So that's cool. Thank you, Punk with Toys, and congratulations.
I did stop by Target yesterday, so I know that they weren't out at the Target by me.
Yeah, so how are you approaching this one, Pat? Are you going to be all in on these four when they come into Target?
No. Duke, there's something about the Duke design now that at this point, the way that the classified stuff has kind of moved away from the new designs, that Duke feels almost like a... As crazy as it is that it's new, it feels like a dated classified design.
I will say, though, he does look a lot... There is a lot... The paint scheme alone kind of negates quite a lot of that feeling that I know you have for that figure.
It wasn't negative. I liked the direction of it, but it just feels like he doesn't fit as well with the rest of the stuff. I still don't really like the positioning of the mouth on the RAM.
Oh, right. Okay. I was waiting to see what you were going to say. Which figure you didn't like the mouth on? I'm like, Bazooka? No, that's all right. Rakondo's got a bit of a smirk.
The mouth on the RAM is one of the weird things. And the others, I will kind of wait and see. Probably a little more interested in the primary releases of these things, because I'm still kind of in a state of trying to watch how much I spend.
Totally agree. I know. I totally understand, mate, on that one. Absolutely. Aaron says, I want some Tiger Force pants that look like Cringer. Funny you should say that, Aaron. I can actually point you in the right direction. There is a company that do a lounge like sweatpants and t-shirt of Cringer, and it's like a Cringer t-shirt, just a normal t-shirt, but the pants are green with orange stripes and they look like they are perfect Tiger Force pants. So go check those out. Just talk about it, and Facebook ads will show an ad for it, guaranteed. Because I said it the other day. I said something about Tiger Force, and those Cringer pants were on the screen. I might even say something about He-Man. So yeah, just go Google that one. I can't remember what company it was. Do you know what I'm talking about, Pat? Have you seen those?
I don't think I. I think maybe we talked about it, but I don't think that I saw those.
I need to post those just for Aaron, but they're amazing. I can't remember. Just Google it and you should be able to find Master of the Universe Cringer loungewear, and the pants are amazing. I want them just for the pants. Anyway, that's enough for now. I should say trousers, because I've completely turned American, Pat. How do you feel about me turning completely American?
Well, it's fine. I didn't even detect that. I didn't think that pants was not something that was said. I thought that it was an option, you know, trousers or...
No, pants or underpants. Or like what? Underwear. Pants. Really? When we say pants, we mean underwear in the UK. So
I didn't know that.
Put your pants on, that kind of thing. Put your underwear or your boxers, that kind of thing. So that's. Oh, fully clothed, low definition. A bit more information on the... Here we go. Oh, they're sold out. Tried ordering those Cringer pants the other day and they were unfortunately sold out. Thank you, though, for the extra information on that fully clothed low definition. But at least now people are aware that those Cringer pants do exist and I didn't just make it up on the spot. The thing is, I looked at them. I looked at them and I thought instantly, Tiger Force, man. Like, that is like, they're like Tiger Force Jinx pants.
I was going to say, Tiger Force Jinx pretty much is just a Cringer deco.
Big time. RKW says fanny means something else in the UK. Yes, it does. There's a really funny line in Community where I think it's Chen says something like, someone says something about fanny. He says, ah, fanny means, you know, that in the UK. And the response is, everything means that in the UK. It's true. There are so many words to describe genitalia for both, you know, for all factions. So, there's so many words. It just gets ridiculous after a while. Anyway, this took an odd turn from the Target exclusive street dates, as it always does. I'm really excited, honestly, like in a similar way to Pat is in seeing product on shelves. That's what I'm excited to see. As I said, I'm kind of covered in these figures. Not like...
You're covered in figures?
I kind of am. Let me just show you down here. They're literally... Can anyone see? Probably not. But just a lot of figures around me. So technically, yes, I am covered in figures. I got a very cool new... for my birthday, shout out to... Well, I'll do a shout out later to my American fam. But my in-laws bought me an incredible like a riser for my laptop, and it's on a spinning, it's really cool. It spins around, it rises up, and it's so dope. So that's why I could do that kind of cyborg maneuver there. Anyway, so that is Target exclusive street dates. And that's pretty much all we can say about that. Let us know, obviously, how you get on, guys, in your hunts on Friday the 13th. That feels really ominous, doesn't it? And we will now get on to what I would say is my most excited news story of the week. I know Pat and I wanted to talk about this for ages, and I've taken too long to get there. But we are now talking Super 7 Reaction.
Surprise! Yes, Super 7 have finally revealed their G.I. Joe Reaction Wave 5 lineup after the listings leaked a number of months ago. We had speculated on some of the inclusions in those listings, and for the most part, we weren't too far off. The 9 figures revealed include a camo version of the Cobra Trooper, Palutoi-inspired Cobra Commander repaint Red Bloomin' Laser, the female Night Raven pilot aptly named Raven from the Sunbow episode In the Presence of Mine Enemies, Tomax and Zaymot on separate card backs and with different colour backgrounds for each, Duke and Snake Eyes from the Vines of Evil, Mutton Junkyard, and a G.I. Joe Military Police Army Builder. The figures will be made available next week, so keep an eye out on super7.com for that drop.
Absolutely. That was a little snippet of the Newsburst Extra that I put out the other day. Now, that's why, obviously, I didn't want to go through the whole thing. Like, it's about 7 minutes long. Pat, let's talk about this wave, right? First off, we got these listings leaked a while back, didn't we? And we were kind of like umming and erring as to what we would see here. Pretty much on point for most of it, except the Duke, Snake Eyes, and the Cobra Trooper. Although, we weren't far off, were we?
I couldn't quite remember exactly what we had in that list. Somebody said Serpentor was in there, but I don't remember that.
Serpentor? I don't remember Serpentor being in that list.
No, I don't think so.
No, not on the one we reported on. I remember a few things that stood out to me were it was a kind of Cobra Laser Trooper. Or Cobra with laser, Cobra Trooper, camo Cobra Trooper with laser or something along those lines.
Okay.
So I thought that was going to be like the beginning of a stunning amount of army builder variations. So I'm kind of...
Standard laser.
Yeah, I think I don't expect to see a massive wave of army builders like they have done in the past now, looking at this image, because consistently they will put out those army builder images, won't they, like separately? So I don't think we're looking at variations
with
on
the initial
these.
Reveal, though. Do they always? I think that we are still looking at some variations on each one.
Okay. The problem, the other thing I will say with that is we haven't seen any listings for other, variations, should we say?
Right.
So that is something.
That is true.
I mean, again, I'm only basing this on what we've had precedent in the past. When they do the full reveal, they'll show the wave, but the army builder won't be in there. it will be a separate image that comes later, or it will be on the same day they'll drop the variant image as well.
Well, they'll probably have, like, some of the information that we've gotten in the past has either been from Super 7 or I've seen it on,
was like, it Big Bad Toy Store.
But usually, or Big Bad Toy Store.
Yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes Big Bad Toy Store won't have images, but they'll have listings.
Yeah.
I'm kind of expecting, I'm just hoping it's not 9. That's the other thing, is that sometimes it's 6, sometimes it's been 3, sometimes it's been 9 of the variations. So I don't know, maybe a lower number of them would be a little more manageable, but it looks like the picture of the trooper, the gun that he's holding, is different than the one that's in the package. So I don't know if that's a mock-up and they've mixed things around.
That's a good point. That's a good point. So, that could be down to, well, the thing is as well, when they do the variants, they change the art to match the weapon. So that's a good point. Maybe that could happen. Or maybe it's just an error that they didn't bother changing. But yeah, I suppose we'll see soon, because it's not long after we get these that, you know, that we get like more information follow soon. I mean, next week is when they go up for order. So when that happens, we know we can, you know, check all the information, that all the official information will be there. So we only have about a few days to wait before we know the real deal here. Oh, also, I emailed the wonderful Brian Flynn of Super 7 the other day to say, what a surprise. Thank you so much for doing a Palatoy-inspired figure. Really appreciate it. And he said, let's do a chat soon. So we're probably going to be getting an interview with Brian in the works very soon as well. So we'll have our usual chat following, you know, these little reveals, which I'm starting to get really fond of. I quite enjoy our little, the kind of little interviews that we get following these reveals. So, and hopefully you can give us a bit more information on some of it as well. Always enjoy those. So yeah, shout out to Brian Flynn. Really enjoy our chats. Jordan says, nice new G.I. Joe offering. Nostalgia JT saying, I want that red laser. You, me, and everyone else. Aaron E. Nichols, I need that red laser. The only reason I'm showing these is because we're talking about red laser now. The red laser may be the first Super 7 fig I will buy, says Payne's Toy Samples. You see, like, it's funny, isn't it, how certain characters all of a sudden will just be like, will ignite some sort of strong impulse in people. Red laser for me wasn't always one of the, you know, major characters in the kind of Palatoy era Action Force. Like, oh, he obviously is a well-known character, but it wasn't like, and I think maybe it had a lot to do with the repaint of Cobra Commander here, but what are your thoughts, Pat? I mean, are you excited to see them drop this in here?
Yeah, Red Laser actually, from this side of things, I would say that Red Laser and Quarrel probably were the two that were the introduction for a lot of us to Action Force. Because if you see an Action Force figure and you grew up with in the United States, that may not instantly click as being something G.I. Joe.
Right.
But I remember there was an old Toy Shop magazine. Maybe it was in the early 90s, maybe 91 or 92. And it, Red Laser was one of the figures shown in there. It was a G.I. Joe collector. I think it was Ted Isaacs wrote that article. I could be wrong. It might've been somebody else. But yeah, he was one of the first ones that I saw, and it's just like, what is this? Because he stands out so much more than like Red Jackal as being unique. And they name him, it's an entirely new deco. It's not just like a palette swap. It's not like they just took the blue and made it red and took where the Cobra logo was and made it a Red Shadows one.
It's this, isn't it? It's
he's
this.
Got that. Little, he's got it's the helmet. This,
yeah.
He's got the boot. The legs are painted as boots. It's a very different look, different take on that original Cobra Commander mold, and a wonderful looking vintage figure. And now this one makes a lot of sense to go with the Action Force. So this one, more than anything else in the Reaction line, feels very fitting. And I would love to see more Action Force from them.
Oh, totally. And also the fact they could do like Baron Ironblood. They could do...
Yeah.
There's so many like interesting figures they can do in this line and it not just be a repaint necessarily. Although I know a lot of their homages have technically been repainted kind of figures in the South America and now the UK. So I get like it's a good way of sneaking those in, you know, like in a cost effective way too, like from a business standpoint. So yeah, that's kind of interesting. But so like, but I would love to see a Baron Ironblood. I'd love to see Eagle. I'd love to see any of the Q Force, the there's even the Z Force, like Jammer and Gaucho, and you know all those, because they will have those figures eventually, like to work on.
Yeah, you're right. It would be really nice to see some of those others. Do you think any of those others could make their way into it as a Target exclusive?
Oh, 100%. Oh, yeah, that's something we haven't discussed. There's always one cheeky one that they don't show, they don't reveal, and is a Target exclusive.
Right. So, and sometimes that's from the current wave, but sometimes it's from a previous, like it's a mold from a previous wave.
Yeah, absolutely.
So maybe
that's a good shout.
Maybe Stalker, Snake Eyes as Stalker. That'd be a cool one.
Oh, man. Yeah. It'd be simple as well. It'd just be little gray accents, wouldn't it? Yeah. Absolutely. A lot of people thought, Red Laser, amazing. I would say as well, I think the black strip and the white eyes and obviously the logo on the helmet really does take you away from Cobra Commander quite significantly.
Yeah.
Enough to make it, like you say, look like a different figure entirely. I would also say that he kind of has an Optimus Prime vibe going on with that face, with like almost like the faceplate and the eyes.
Oh yeah, that never occurred to me.
So yeah,
a little bit, especially early Optimus Prime, when he had like the wiry yellow line eyes, like from the back of the package.
Definitely, yeah. Another big addition. Oh, one other thing I want to mention about the Cobra Trooper that I didn't say at the beginning was the Night Watch. That was something that we had said on our listings talk. We thought that maybe because that was the only one I could think of that had that kind of camo on the Trooper figure. And the Night Watch had a laser Trooper in it as well. And that was kind of heavily hinted at in the listing. So that also does remind me a little bit of the Night Watch camo. But I've got a feeling it's probably in the Sunbow cartoon somewhere.
Yeah, what I was hoping somebody would know.
Us know in the comments, guys, if you recognize that Cobra Trooper camo from a cartoon or a comic, please. We'll wait. Just kidding. Right then. Zartan has given us another... Thank you so much for another super chat. Man, this is a healthy episode today, Pat, for us. Have the Zartan and Covergirl reaction figures shown up in the stores yet? Yes, I think they have, haven't they?
If they have, I'm not aware of it. Because I've looked. I don't know. I thought that I pre-ordered.
I'm thinking of the previous wave that was out.
I may not have pre-ordered. Yeah, it was the previous wave that definitely hit heavily. Which makes me wonder, you know, if Target's going to get every wave.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I don't know, Zartan is the answer to that one. I don't think so. I'm pretty sure, though... Didn't we see card back examples like in hand, or am I making that up?
It's difficult really to remember because like these ones we're looking at now are renders and they look so much like what they look like on the cards because they have that wonderful like suspension in the package.
Yeah. This is the problem when you have like 3,000 figures released in a week. Unfortunately, but thank you for the super chat, Zartan. We don't know. I would suggest not though, because we can't remember.
It also probably was worth mentioning what was brought up earlier, the potential of, you know, if they're going to do Red Laser here, would they do a Red Laser in the Ultimates line?
Oh,
Commander.
That would be amazing.
Yeah,
same for Raven, which we'll get to in a moment, but Robert H says the only laser Cobra Trooper I want is the laser Viper. And I don't see Super 7 doing that. No, that probably doesn't fit within their remit necessarily at the moment, unless they start doing... Laser Viper was in Deke cartoon, wasn't it? I'm sure it was.
Yeah, Laser Viper's in the intro, I believe. Even.
Yeah. So, yeah. Oh, Mom's on the show. Happy New Year, Mom and Dad.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Two hearts for Pat. I get it. Rub it in. A Punk with Toys has seen them both at Target. Cover Girl and Zartan.
Oh, nice.
So brilliant. Thank you for that.
I need to make sure that I get those.
Awesome. Thank you guys. Much appreciated. Eben Foster says Raven for the bloody win. I do not get reaction figures, but I will be getting that one 100%. Now, this is an interesting one, Pat, because this was said in the listings as Raven with Cobra Patch. So the thing that leads me to ponder that specificity in that listing is that we will be getting this figure again without Patch. What do you think?
It's entirely possible that the troopers are not the only variants this wave.
Could you imagine Raven variants?
Yeah, I mean, that kind of would make sense to me to just have some of them with and without the Cobra logo, if that would make people, you know, excited about buying two of them out of the wave. But can you really, I don't know what it would look like or what a special release would be in a later wave. I don't think it would really make sense to put her in a later wave as well without it.
What about,
really the only difference is going to be the patch, right?
Yeah, what about a set from In the Presence of Mine Enemies that had Slipstream without his helmet, that had other characters from that episode, you know, like maybe that's a possibility.
Yeah, that's true. You could do it as a set.
Anyway, yeah, so that's cool. Oh my goodness, good question, Sean. When is Series 1 of Ultimates coming out? I've lost track of the delays. I think everyone has. It is getting to the point now where it's like we should probably be seeing the first wave at least. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know what the heck is going on. There must be just some insane holdups and delays and production issues. Something I can maybe pose a question to when I speak to Brian very soon.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea. I'm sure that he will be expecting you to ask that question.
So, where's Wave 1 Ultimate? Yeah, and then I'll never speak to him again. I think that's something we need to probably pose the question for. But yeah, we don't know, unfortunately. I imagine it's production issues, it's delays at the factory, it's shipping problems, it's all of those things rolled into lots of things. And it's probably the way that they produce product, you know, they've got other things probably in a priority list. I would imagine G.I. Joe Ultimates has to go up to that high priority pretty soon. But we'll see, I guess. Sorry, guys, lots of comments. I will try to get to as many as I can. But at the moment, we are going to move on to the next. So, yeah, Raven, really, really cool. And I also like that addition. Now we have the twins, Pat, Tomax and Zaymot. They have been given, obviously, the opposite art card art, which is unexpected but very nice touch, and then different color backgrounds. What do you make of that?
Well, that just makes them easy to identify which one that you've already picked up in hand, and just makes it a little more obvious that it's a different figure. So they do that with the army builders as well. They've made it so that they're easier to identify by color coding them.
Absolutely. Also, just Barking Fridge wanted to say she did tear off the patch at the end of the episode and her uniform was damaged a bit. If I recall correctly, and that is correct, Barking Fridge. Yeah, but that's what we're insinuating, is that there will be a version with that torn off patch, and I kind of feel like that's gonna happen. But I don't know if they'll do like a set or if they'll do like just another release at some point. But yeah, it would feel weird if that was just the change. Maybe you could have a different accessory. What accessory does she come with? It's just a pistol, isn't it? Yeah. So maybe she come with a different accessory or something else with the torn patch. Splint on a leg. Good shout, Barking Fridge. Good shout. Anyway, sorry. Thank you for that. That's probably just made that variant way more interesting. So yeah, good thinking. Okay, Zaymont Tomax. Sorry, Pat. Do you expect them to do these again in a two-pack?
No, I kind of don't. I would think that if you were going to do them in a two-pack, you'd probably skip them individually.
Okay.
But yeah, they could. You never know. I mean, Super 7 could have some crazy packaging plan with mirrors and insane stuff with Tomax and Zaymont. But I'm kind of thinking, I guess this probably isn't it, because they don't seem to be too worried about getting additional funds out of each mold that they create. But I would think that we would see crimson ones before we would see or them in a suit before we even see
definitely
these in a two-pack.
Definitely the suits. I definitely see them in the suits. But obviously, you're getting the Twins there, which is a fun addition, obviously, and an expected one at some point, especially with how big they were in the cartoon and the comics. Then we have, and I can't believe I didn't use this in the news burst extra, Duke Skywalker. Duke and Snake Eyes, obviously, in this wave, are effectively Duke and Snake Eyes, but they've been given specific accessories from the Vines of Evil episode, where they're pitted against each other in the arena of sport. So we've got Duke with the lightsaber. And what's the other thing that he comes with, Pat?
I don't know what that thing is.
Does anyone in the comments know? It's obviously from that episode.
Haven't zoomed in on it at all.
Let us know, guys, please. I've given you Duke Skywalker as a pun, so by doing that, you do owe me now. So everyone in the comments,
that let us know like what that thing that's like a generator on the floor.
The tether to the game grid. Thank you, Barking Fridge. It's the tether to the game grid, which is what you just said, but in slightly less technical terms there, Pat.
Yes, I did. Yeah.
But no, that's thank you very much. Thank you very much. Then that is what obviously Duke comes with. Hey, hello, Cully. Thank you for joining, buddy. Much appreciated. Hope you're having a good weekend and happy new year to my good friend, Cully. And there's Snake Eyes, obviously, with the glowing trident and also the tether as well. So that would have made a lot more sense to me had I looked at both of them and then just used my brain. But yeah, there we go. What are your thoughts on them doing that with these particular characters?
I didn't really need these as releases. I think it's a little, there's a little bit of a conflict here in thought process, I think. I think that with toys in general, you do need to keep the major characters constantly on the shelves so that kids can get them.
Right.
But this isn't a line for kids. So I think that Snake Eyes and Duke can be a little more spaced out than this.
Yeah.
If we were even a year or two down the line, I think it would make sense to redo these. But there's a Snake Eyes, I think, on the pegs right now at Target, like a V2 Snake Eyes, you know, the 1985 style. So
it's like 20. Yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
Yeah. With... So these are, I just don't think, I'm not going to say they're unnecessary. That's not necessarily the case. They're more interesting to me.
Yeah.
Than the ones that are already out.
And this is when I've spoken to Brian about this, Pat, he said, like, you know, he's not in the, they're doing this really to give people options and choice, and they're not expecting everyone to buy every single figure. And he doesn't actually expect that. Obviously there are people that do that. And that's one of the reasons that they do this, but also one of the other things, like you said, was to keep major characters in the wave, you know, lineup and stuff like that. So all of those things that you've mentioned are things that they definitely take into consideration. But I would also say that I do like the fact that they're at least giving them those fun accessories, homages from different episodes and stuff like that. So the other thing is we don't have to buy them, do we? That's the other side of this, I guess.
Right. I no longer feel like I'm saying something negative about a toy just because I'm not going to throw my money toward it.
Yeah.
The Duke actually looks like the colors are a little more subdued compared to the original reaction release. Are you getting that as well?
It could be just
a little lighter.
It could just be that they're mimicking the plastic in front of it on card.
Yeah, that could be too.
Because Snake Eyes looks a lot lighter as well, doesn't he? Than his it could be the fact that they're doing that, Pat. It also could just be it could be one or the other. But we'll have to see when the actual.
Did you want the accessories that they have to glow?
100%. Maybe they do.
Because right now they don't look like they're energy weapons. They look kind of like it's just a solid trident and a solid sword.
Well, maybe they do.
I wonder if they glow in the dark. That'd be really cool.
If they do, that ramps it up quite significantly, doesn't it? And that's something I'd even thought of. So yeah, I think that's definitely. Okay, cool. So that's Snake Eyes and Duke. There's not much more we can say about that, but yeah, hopefully they are glow in the dark. That'd be fantastic. The Mutt Junkyard was one that we expected, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
And I haven't done my due diligence of checking the dog against this that came out for the parody, Fenzler parody.
That one was brown.
No, so I know it was a different deco, but in terms of the mold I'm talking about.
Let me look real quick because I think I have that up. It looks like it's the same one.
Cool. Okay.
It's just a different color.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think at the time I said
different too.
The what is?
Mutt, because now he has a helmet on, and
oh yes,
he looks like he may actually be a different color, but it could be just that same thing that you were talking about with the
with the fake plastic,
with them faking the plastic look of it.
The other thing is his facial expression different. I'm sure he had a different facial expression, but maybe not.
It looks roughly the same. Actually, okay. The art is the same, but the Junkyard has been changed to black and Mutt's helmet has been added. So the art's awesome. The same and the figure sculpt kind of looks the same except for having the helmet as well.
A lot of people talking about the price, but I will say as well, a lot of people have been talking about this as well. You can find pretty much everything that's been released so far for clearance, like for the most part. So if you are concerned about, having to spend like $20 on some of these figures, there's so many out there at the moment. You just have to wait a little while, I guess, for that. And you will find them eventually for a decent price. I know, Pat, you bought a few on clearance, haven't you?
I think that I have everything from the first wave and a lot of the second wave, and I paid less than $10 on all of them. Like I just picked up a Ninjaku maybe 2 weeks ago for $4.
Yeah.
So we're out there.
Bit hunting and you'll find them, definitely. And of course, we have the G.I. Joe MP, which is, I've definitely seen in the cartoon. And I feel like he's been in this particular MP design has been in the comics too.
It's such a standard MP design. I don't see how it can't resemble whatever they would have had in there.
Yeah, definitely. And at the time, I just expected them. And when we talked about the, the listing leaks, I remember specifically saying, I bet this is Law and Order, and they do a Law and Order in the next wave.
Yeah.
So that is not the case here. That is clearly a military police from the cartoon and probably from the comics too. So there you go. Barking Fridge has said he was wrong. Those are the sword-shaped controllers that Destro and CC use for Snake Eyes and Duke, my bad. Are they, though?
No, that makes me wrong, then, too, because I thought that was what they were.
That's exactly what I thought. When you mentioned it and when Barking Fridge kind of said that as well, I thought, yes, definitely. But you just checked the video. Thank you, Barking Fridge, for letting us know the specifics there and correcting that. So they are sword-shaped controllers for Destro and Cobra Commander for controlling Snake Eyes and Duke. Okay, that makes more sense. Thank you. And also, it's cool because now you can utilize them with the other figures in the line, aka Cobra Commander and Destro.
Snake Eyes doesn't have a net, does he?
No, he doesn't. I didn't mention that because I don't know why I didn't mention it, but yeah, I did see it on the card art and it's not in the actual thing. Maybe it will be. Again, next week will probably give us a bit more information. Maybe they didn't throw it in the mock-up for whatever reason. Maybe it's behind him in the mock-up. Actual package.
Yeah, they're really good at putting things away. Like the packages on these are very good. So I could see it just being tucked behind him.
We shall see. It's not often that they add something on the card art that isn't on that isn't included in the figure. Anyway. Yeah. So there you go. That is Super 7 delved into. Like I said, we'll be talking with Mr. Flynn. Well, I imagine quite soon. We just got to work out a day to do that, and then obviously I have to edit everything. So about 7 weeks' time, you should see that. like I said, hopefully we can get a bit more information from Brian about the Ultimates, and of course this wave, and any little insight that he has on any of the character selections and stuff this time around. Anyway, that brings us to the end of the news, Pat. God, it was a good solid episode, that, wasn't it? My goodness. We have got obviously shout outs coming next. We'll be back after a few words from me.
Hey there, guys. Just wanted to let you know about an app that I've been helping to develop for a few years now called Hoarder. But what is Hoarder, I hear you scream? Well, a number of years ago, I discussed a project with a good friend of mine and now co-owner slash developer about an app that could help collectors of all shapes and sizes. I'm talking about the shapes and sizes of the collections, really, but also people. The app would be a place where you could share your new items, build collections and sub-collections, or just browse the feed to see cool things. Well, we made it. We tested it for a number of years, and now it's out there for you to enjoy on iOS or Android devices. You can upload a single item at a time at your own pace and slowly build your collections. You can post status updates that could be related to your collections, like getting a delivery or posting a scene in which you can tag items in that image if you've uploaded them in the past. You can add tags to your items in order to easily search for and find them, and of course to add them into your respective collections. You can like posts, comment on them, or start a conversation with a fellow collector, directly message users you follow, and even add items you see on your feed to your want list. If you prefer to use your computer or laptop, have no fear, you can use the website browser version and even utilize the awesome inventory option, allowing any user to change certain details, add notes, upload bulk items from spreadsheet files, and download a CSV of your entire itemized collection. We made this app for collectors, and we hope that you enjoy using it as much as we enjoyed creating it. Now get to hoarding.
Right, shout outs then, Pat. Take us through your, clearly we know it's coming. We know it's coming, but take us through it anyway.
Well, I was just going to first say that I was just using Hoarder yesterday.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I uploaded I'd not seen any word that they were going to be doing a car version of the recent Knight Rider Hot Wheels car.
Nice.
They released a concept car for Hot Wheels for Knight Rider. Like, it's not anything from the show. But then they released car as well recently, and I got excited about that. And so I bought both of them, you know, for less than $3, kit and car I have. I was excited about that. So shout out to that. I did post those. Shout out, of course, to Philip from RT.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. There we go. I was being really slow there.
No, that's okay. Maybe I distracted you by talking about Hoarder. Yeah, there they are. Yeah, it's a really nice set. It's cool. They actually say kit and car on the front of them. And then it looks like the design in the back has like Turbo Boost in mind. And I mean, they don't look anything like Knight Rider did, but an update, I think it's a cool idea for them to occasionally do something new with totally. Some of those licenses. And it's not a big investment, less than $3 for the whole set. But yeah, shout out to Philip, and he should actually have a video up, I'm hoping, sometime this month. He's working on something that I think is pretty cool. Not G.I. Joe this month, though, I don't think.
I'm still interested in seeing it. But anyway, David Allen has said, curious, Chris, if you ever go back after the episode is over to read all the comments, because there are some interesting things said you might want to see. I tend to read them in real time, David, because... I unfortunately don't have the time a lot of the time to kind of do that retroactively. So I tend to try and keep as much as I can, post as much as that's relevant to our conversation, and then anything else, like, I'll try and retain. But you can imagine it's quite a mission sometimes. So I do appreciate all the comments, guys. And obviously the conversation as well. If you're having conversations with other people, that's totally cool. Like, you know, go for it and have those interesting conversations. We really do appreciate all of that, by the way.
I try to go back too and see the ones that are posted of people watching it later.
Yes. So like obviously we do get what kind of comments where people watch it, like you say, after the fact, and they'll put comments on. So that will obviously, you know, come through, and I'll try and respond as best as I can. But yeah, it's a mission now, because it's great. Don't get me wrong. I'm not complaining, but it's difficult to keep on top of that. Jordan from Canada says, great theme song, Knight Rider. It certainly is. I would do it now, but we don't want to get the video taken down. Right, Pat?
Yeah, that's true.
Like, we could do it CD quality. You guys watched the guy unboxing the Sky Striker? Not yet, actually. Gonna have to check that out. RKW. So there is an unboxing of the Sky Striker out there already. My goodness. Have you seen that? You've not seen that, Pat?
No, I honestly probably... It's like you said, there's only so much time for some things, and that's the sort of thing where I already know that I'm getting one. It's going to come in the mail, unless there's some issues with it that I want to see. There'd be a greater likelihood of me watching somebody else's videos after mine is in hand to see, to make sure that some details of mine are the same as what right. everybody else has.
And I guess as well, if there's any kind of like issue that people are having by taking something out of the box, and you want to yeah. avoid that a little bit. Yeah, totally. I had, do you remember when Unicron came in? There was that whole like incorrect instruction on how to put the stand on. Did you ever see that?
Hear about that, but I sadly still haven't opened my Unicron. You know, it's become a thing of stress because I'm worried that it's in the box and defective and that I won't be able to do anything about it, but I never could have anyway. So,
oh mate, it's if you ever get that out and want to put it on the stand, just watch a video about it first, because do not follow the instructions, because the instructions do not tell you exactly. You almost have to like open transform the bottom and then like close it back up again before you put the stand on. And a lot of people weren't doing that and were breaking it. And I was struggling with it and almost broke it until I was like, no, this can't be right. And I watched a video and they said, yeah, this is wrong. And I'm like, oh my God. Yeah. Jeffrey says, I remember that Unicron stand thing. That video was money. It was, wasn't it, Jeffrey? Absolutely. Yes, you can use the package as a runway. We know that, RKW, because we posted that image of it kind of all folded out, which is pretty cool. That's a nice little touch, actually, I think.
I like that, yeah.
Very nice touch. So yeah, I will probably check that video out at some point, RKW, if I can get some time. But yeah, we'll definitely aware that there's an unboxing. So yeah, shout out to Phil. That went into a completely different direction, but shout out to Phil. And I can't wait for the next Articulated Points episode. Keep them coming.
Thank you.
Richard has actually said, before we move on, I agree, Pat. I always wait to watch unboxing videos until after I've received and opened my own, as to not spoil my own initial experience.
Yeah. There's a huge element of that, isn't there?
Another good point, yeah. Is that why people don't watch my unboxings? Just kidding. Next up, we have my fam. So obviously went to see the family over the holiday in the United States of America. So big shout out to everybody. I had a great time, a lovely Christmas and a lovely New Year. So big shout out to all of them out there, all of them. And of course, to my mum and dad in the United Kingdom and my family in the UK. Big shout out to everyone. There's been lots recently for both segments of the family, lots of medical issues and all sorts of situations, but it seems like things are now kind of looking more positive. So big shout out to everyone going through all of those in the family, and just happy that everyone is kind of like on the road to recovery, shall we say. Yeah, love to all. I know Mom was watching earlier. She's probably just given up at this point. She's like, I can't be dealing with this crap anymore. And I totally understand, ma'am. Love to everyone, of course. And of course, to my lovely wife, Kate, and my little Phoebes, who are with me today. Shout out to them. Kate and I have been watching this every night we come home. We've been watching this crazy documentary, which we're a bit late to, but we knew about it for years. We just never got around to watching it, called The Vow, about that whole sex cult, that NXIVM sex cult thing. Okay. Wow is all I'm going to say. Gee, that has been, yeah, a nice, like, you know, light-hearted thing to watch every evening. But yeah, we've just finished that. My goodness. Our mum's still watching. Hi, Mum. Couple of hearts there as well. Love you very much. Shout out to Phoebe as well from Matt Matson. Yeah, thank you, Matt. Appreciate that. Phoebes, absolutely. Shout out to Phoebes. Okay, next up, Brian Sauer. Thanks for the amazing graphics, bud. He is always responsible for the beautiful design of the show. So thank you very much, Brian, for the amazing graphics. And we're now in Iceberg, Battlecore Iceberg winter decor at the moment, as you can see. So yeah, awesome. And of course, oh yeah, this happened yesterday, I believe. Shout out to Earl Byrne, I think that's how you say it. Earl Brown, I think it is. It's hard to pronounce, but rest in peace, basically, passed away. And he was the voice of Taurus in the movie and also Magneto in the Pride of the X-Men pilot episode. So really, like, and obviously I remember I didn't realize he was Taurus, actually, until Horror Movie Barbecue posted this kind of rest in peace post. But obviously I knew him from Terminator. And like I remember that scene vividly where they're watching her, is it like her interview about this guy in the future? Or no, they're watching Reese's interview, aren't they? Carl Reese's interview. And the Terminator turns up and just destroys everybody, basically. So that's what I remember him from. So yeah, really sad.
And me too, yeah.
Really sad. And also really sad for Taurus as well. And yeah, Pat, you mentioned you didn't know either that he was the voice of Taurus.
No, I didn't know that he had done that at all. It's just, I guess I didn't never connected the name.
Absolutely. And yeah, and it's really sad. And again, I'm always going to remember him now as Taurus's voice. So when I watch the movie now, which happens very often, that will bring a little bit of sadness to it. Oh, there's a lot, actually, I say that, but there are so many voice actors that have passed away, that have been involved in the G.I. Joe universe. Gautier, Lata, there's so many. So yeah, big shout out to Earl, rest in peace, and to obviously his family and friends. Our thoughts go out to you. Really sad. Okay. Also, want to give a shout out to Brian and Paddy for Action Force Volume 1, The Battle Years. The soft cover will be going up on Kickstarter very soon, so keep an eye out for that. Link in the description for the preview Kickstarter page, so you'll be notified when that kind of kicks in. Shout out to the guys for offering this as well, because a lot of people were saying that they missed out the first time and they really wanted it. So this is going to be an opportunity to get that soft cover version of the book. And by the way, guys, it is a beautiful, beautiful book. Pat, what are your thoughts?
I was foolish and didn't get them my mailing address. I had not logged into Kickstarter to get my alerts that said, hey, you need to update that. So I only just finally got my book recently because Patty said, hey, what are you doing? You need to get that shipped to you. And we talk about these things so much that it's almost like it doesn't occur to me that, and plus it needed to come overseas. So just, I'm patient and didn't realize that I was the holdup. So I just recently got mine in of the hardcover. And yeah, it's a great book.
It's stunning. And volume 2 as well. Oh my God. Like just so, so good.
Oh yeah. That's right. This is the first volume. I've had this one for a while.
Oh, okay. Yeah. This is the soft cover version of the first volume. So yeah, the second. Yeah, yeah, so you're talking about volume 2 that has only
volume
just turned.
Volume 2 I just recently got. Yeah.
Yeah. That makes more sense.
Yeah. It does make a lot more sense. No, this one is wonderful. I love this one too.
Yeah, there's some beautiful shots, especially of the Robo Skull, shooting at vehicles. Oh, just Brian's photography is amazing. I almost said Brian's topography is amazing. I don't know. I've never seen his topography. I've seen his photography. Anyway, thank you, Zartan. Another blooming super chat. Shout out to my Nox. Yeah. Absolutely. Shout out to the Dreadnoks. But I'm just assuming this is the real Zartan, which is amazing. So thanks, Zartan, for jumping on. Obviously, you're on the, you're not the good guys, but, still cool. Still cool that you're commenting on the show. Really appreciate that. Thank you, Zartan. Blimmin' hell, another one. Ed. Thank you, Ed. Shout out to my wife, Crystal, who is staring at me right now and wants to hear her name on the air. I didn't read that in advance, and I would have done something really mean and not said anything, but that's just amazing. That is amazing, Ed. Dude, if you'd have probably put that in a regular comment, I probably would have read it. But anyway, thank you, Ed. Much appreciated. And also shout out to Crystal. Hope you're having a lovely weekend, and I hope you have a great weekend. Matt O'Brien says, thanks for the great show, Chris and Pat. Hope Kate and Phoebe are doing well too. Absolutely. Thank you, Matt. Thank you to everyone. Thank you for all your comments. Neil Hill has only just arrived, the repaint commandant that he's calling himself now. Neil, you've missed our talk about a classic repaint. in the Palitoy era red laser for Super 7. So you'll have to watch later. But thank you, Neil. Phil, whoopsie, he says in the comments. Shout out to, we've already had your shout out, mate. I don't know, I'm shouting you out again. Anyway, thank you guys for all the comments. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you for all the listeners, our viewers, our patrons, for our Super Chat team. My goodness, that's been ridiculous today. Good way to start the year for the weekly there, isn't it, Pat?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I'm looking forward to a good 2023.
Absolutely. And me too. Hopefully everyone is. So shout out to everybody who's been supportive of us and all that good stuff. We really appreciate it. Right, we'll bring it to an end now. Like I said, I'll be back with an unboxing of this lad very soon. I'm not sure if that'll be tomorrow or in the week next week, but hopefully I'll get to it if I can get some time. That's the Python Patrol officer. We've got the Brian Flynn interview as soon as we can get that organized, and we'll have loads more content for you as and when we can get it done for you. We've got a little bit of time before we have to work on the next monthly, Pat, because I posted that obviously on the first. So we've got a little bit of time to work that next monthly out. Are you up for that?
Sure. Yeah.
You haven't got a choice anymore, have you? Thanks for jumping on, buddy. Really appreciate it, pal.
Yeah, thanks again for having me. It's always fun.
We'll see you on the next one, guys. Stay fresh, cheese bags. And you know what to do after three. One, two, three.
Full force.
Has anyone said? I can't go until someone says it. Michelle. Thank you, Michelle. That'll do. See you later, guys.
Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing and commenting on these videos, and as always you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page facebook.com/TheFullForce, and if you would like to contact the show you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForcePodcast or click on the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.